The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. This week's Parsha is Parshas Naso. However, since it's the first Wednesday evening after Shavuos, I'd like to dwell on a Maimar Chazal, a statement from the sages, which deals with the greatness of Torah. In Perk Shishi, a Masechta Ovis, Shono Chachomim B'Lishen HaMishna Boruch Shebochar Behem V'Mishna Som. The Chachomim taught in the language of the Mishnah. This actually, the sixth chapter is, the commentaries tell us, is not really part of the Masech Tovis. Masech Tovis has only five chapters. Maral says because it is correlates with the five Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the five books of Moses. And the sixth is it was added later by the Tanoim, though, however, it's taken from the sages, and is known as Brisus. Remeya Eimer, Remeya says, Kol Ha'isik B'Torah Lishma, whoever studies Torah Lishma, for its own sake, Zoche L'Dvorim Harbe, he merits many things, Lei Od, and not only that, Elo shekol olam kula kedai hulei. The entire world is worthy of him. And then he carries on and on. This evening we won't be able to go through the entire Braisa of Rameir, but we'll dwell on a number of things which he says in the beginning, and in accordance to the Pirush HaMaral, the commentary of the Maral Miprag. Someone studies Torah for its own sake. This means he's not learning Torah because he'll be able to make money from it. He'll be able to get a position or a career. All the shame covered. He's not studying Torah because he'll gain personal honor from it. Oh, chas v'sholem lekanter. Lekanter, the Gemara tells us, he wants to study Torah in order that he can refute others. But he studies Torah for its own sake, with no ulterior motives. But even when one studies with no ulterior motives, there are also different levels. Rabbi Yemeir, that tells the Rosh Yeshiva, Zicha in Vracha, brings some learn Lishma, Lishem Mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah to learn Torah, therefore they learn Torah. Others do it because of what the benefits will be from it. Not the physical benefits or the monetary benefits, but we all know that through the study of Torah one can gain great heights. So therefore he learns Torah in order to come to great heights in the spiritual world. Alright, these are levels of Lishma. But he said there's another way to learn Torah, Lishma. And perhaps that's the greatest Lishma. And that is in order to know and understand the Dvar Hashem, the Word of Hashem, in its total depth and clarity. He's writing this when he gave a hesped, a eulogy on the Chazaynish, Zichrono Livracha. And he says this was the Chazaynish, which is very Nikorin, very well recognized from all of his writings. He had one motive. He wanted to understand every word of Torah, every halacha, every statement of the sages. And he wanted to understand it in its full depth, its full detail. And he would labor and labor until he reached such an understanding of it. And this is how he studied the entire Torah. He, the Chazon Ish, wrote many, many, many sforim, maybe 20, 25. And all of his writings, one can see this was his entire motive. He wasn't interested in a career. He wasn't interested in honor. He wasn't interested in money. He wasn't even learning because it was a mitzvah to learn. He was learning because he wanted to understand every word of Torah, because this is the Dvar Hashem. This is the word of Hashem. This is the Das Hashem. And he says, this is why the Chazon Ish was zocheh ledvorim harbe, that he was zocheh to so many things, like Rameir says. And his words were heard and heeded to all over the world. Now, this that it states that he is Eichel Dvorim Harbe, the lay owed not only many things but even this. This means that one who studies Lishma will be Zeicher to all of the brachas that are written in the Torah. He'll be Zeicher to that the Torah promises life and wealth and honor. He's not studying for that purpose at all, but he'll be Zeicher to that. And then when it states B'lei Od, and not only that, but even more, and the Braisa starts to itemize it, that's in addition to all of that. Now, what is the reason why that when one studies Lishma, he comes to all of these brachas and all of these great milas, these great levels? The reason is because then he cleaves to the Torah's Hashem totally. If one studies for ulterior motives, because he wants honor, he wants panosa, he wants a career, whatever it might be, then he's cleaving to the pursuit of honor. He's cleaving to the pursuit of wealth. He's not cleaving to Torah in its highest, purest form. But when one studies only Lishma, in particular to understand, he wants to understand Torah because this is the Das Hashem, then he is cleaving to the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's like cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And therefore it states, Lo'od ela shekola elam kula kedai hulai. The entire world is worthy of him. Rashi explains on that because it was for that, this reason, the world was created. For this person. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that the world was created for this single person. But this person, through his study Lishma, is bringing the world, the creation, to its ultimate goal. We'll explain. Because we have what is known as the Olam HaTeva, the Olam HaGashmi. Excuse me. That's the physical world. Then we have what is known as the world Habilti Gashmi, Lamala Min HaTeva, that which is higher than the physical world, the spiritual world. And this is the level of Torah. Therefore, the wisdom of this world is referred to as the Chochmas HaOdom, or the Chochmas HaTachtona, the wisdom of people. It was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it belongs to the people. He gave it to them. It's at their level. Or it's known as the Chochma Tachtona, the wisdom of the lower worlds. Tona, though, is known as the Chochma Elyona. It's the wisdom coming from a higher world. That comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. An illustration of this is that the halacha is, Hareya Chocham Mechach Mea Umes, when you see a wise man from the wise of the nations of the world, you're obligated to make a bracha on him, because he was blessed. He was blessed with wisdom. The bracha is Baruch Shino Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shenosan Mechoch Mosai Lebos Vadom. You bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he has given from his wisdom, because all wisdom comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has given from his wisdom to flesh and blood. But Hareya Mechach Me Yisrael, when you see the wise of Israel, which means someone who is wise in Torah, you make a different bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shecholak Mechoch Mosai Lirei Ov. Instead of saying Shenosan, he gave from his chokhmah, you say shecholak mechokhmosai. Cholak means he imparted, he divided, he shared. He shares his chokhmah with those who fear him. The chokhmah tachtona, the lower wisdom, that he gives away. He gives to the people of the world. That's all of the wisdoms that we find in the world. But the wisdom of Torah, he doesn't give away. That he shares, because that's part of him himself. That's his wisdom. And he shares that, and he doesn't give, doesn't share it with everyone. When it comes to the lower wisdoms, that anyone can come to that. When it comes to Torah, and for Shavuos we gave a shiur and two of the attributes of the men chesborim shatera niknes by him, that you need 48 qualities to be able to come to the wisdom of the Torah. He gives it to lereyov, to those who fear him. And even then, he doesn't give it, he shares it with them. And Torah is called the Das Hashem. It's the wisdom of Hashem. Psukim in Mishlei, Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet and Tuvov, which states, "Im tefakshenu kakosev v'chamat monim tachbesenu." If you will seek it like silver, and like hidden treasures, you will search for it. Os tovin yiras Hashem v'das Hashem timso. Then you will understand the fear of Hashem, and the knowledge of Hashem, you will find. Torah is called Das Hashem, the knowledge of Hashem. And then the Psukim continue, Ki Hashem Yitein Chochmo Mipiv Das Vushpuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give wisdom, from his mouth will come the Das and the Tfuna, the knowledge and the understanding. That's directly from Hashem. So, therefore, the level of Torah is higher than the level of the world, of the physical world, and it's nimtol, it's separated. Not only that, the level of Torah preceded the world. Sages tell us that Torah was created tof tof kuf ein dalet dorus kedem b'riyas ha'olam, 974 generations before the creation of the world. Why was it created 974 generations before the creation of the world? The Chazal explained, because Torah tziva le'elav dor, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Torah to the thousandth generation. After the creation of the world, Torah was given on Har Sinai to Moshe. Moshe was the 26th generation of the creation of the world. And Torah was only given to the world 1,000 generations after it was created. So therefore this means it was created 974 generations before the world was created. And a sign that the Torah was created before the world, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a base, Bereishis Bara Elokim. But the Torah was given with an Aleph. The Ten Commandments, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So Torah is not only higher than the world, it preceded the world. But more than that, it encompasses the entire world. It is the order of the universe. Medrash tells us in Parshas Bereishis, Be Istakel Ubora Araisa. The Torah declares, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in me, and from me he created the world. Therefore, the Torah is the completion and the perfection of the world. And it brings up the physical world to reach the world of the Torah, which is higher than the physical world, the spiritual world. And this is why also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sages tell us that with the hay, he created this world. Why the hay? He actually created this world with the Dalet, because Dalet is the numerical value of four. Four represents the four physical directions, plus the fact that the Dalet is a vertical and a horizontal, which represents dimensions, physical dimensions. So why then with a hay? The hay is a Dalet with a Yud. It states he created the upper worlds with the Yud. This world he created with a hay, in order that this world should have a link with the other worlds. Otherwise it's worthless. That's why he added the Yud to the Dalet, and you get a hay. This is what it means that because with the Yud and the Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his worlds. To carry this further, we all know that the Yemei Malocha, the days of creation, were six. Sheshes Yemei Malocha. Then we know that another day was added to the world, and that was Shabbos, the seventh day. That brought the world to a higher level. Because Shabbos is a mixture of the physical world and the spiritual world. And that's what the Medrash says, Kol Shviim Kedoshim. We find in general seven is Kodosh, seven Shemitahs, and so forth. And seventh month, because this is adding to the Sheshes Yemei Malocha, to the 6 days of the creation of the universe. Then the Torah is above all of this. The Torah is what is known as Madrega Shminis. It's at the 8th level. We just celebrated Shavuos. The Torah states, Usfartim lochem imachores ha-Shabbos, sheva shaboses temimais. You shall count from the day after Pesach, the first, the second day of Pesach, 7 complete weeks. And then on the 15th day, Chamishim Yom, that will be Shavuos. So here we're counting 7 times 7. But Shavuos, the day, the giving of the Torah, comes on the 50th day, not on the 49th, which is when we enter into the 8th week, because this is the level of Torah. The truth of the matter is that really the Torah comes from a different world completely, like we're saying. And therefore, there would be a perspective to say that it doesn't belong in this world at all. And it shouldn't be in this world. Because what does it have to do with an earthly beings? And this is what the Malachim, the angels, put forth this argument. Mara tells us, this is in Perek Rebbe Kiva. Masechta Shabbos, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give him the Torah, the Melochim came and said, Ma le'ilud isha b'neinu, what is this earthly being doing amongst us? And you, Chem de Genuza, this treasure of yours, which was created 974 generations before the creation of the world, and you're going to give it to earthly beings. And this is also the reason why the nations of the world refused to accept the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu went to all of the nations. The Torah was created for the entire world. He went to all of the nations. He asked them to take it. And they asked Maksim Boch what is written in it. He told them. And they said, no, we can't accept such a Torah. A Torah that says that you shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not you shall not steal. No, we can't. Because it was too far above them. It was contrary to them. But on the other hand, Israel, through the enormous efforts of our Oves, of our forefathers, Abraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, each one adding more, and the Yud Beis Shvatim, the 12 tribes, through these enormous efforts, they brought into the world a nation who would have a mind and a soul that could identify totally with the Torah. And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah at Har Sinai, immediately they said, Na'ase v'nishma, we will do, we will learn. Didn't ask any questions. This is why in the Shalmi, in Masechta Peah, Perek Aleph, Reb Rachya v'Reb Chiya d'Kfar Tchumin, there's a discussion between Reb Rachya and Reb Chiya. Chad Omar, afilu kol ha'elam kulei, ein eshove ledov echad min ha'Torah. One says that the entire world, whatever you find in the entire world, it is not as precious as one statement of Torah. V'chad Omar, and the other says, afilu kol mitzvus ha'Torah ein eshoves ledov echad min ha'Torah. Not only what you find in the physical world does not have the value of one statement of the Torah, but even all of the mitzvahs put together, in addition to the entire physical world, does not have the value of the understanding of one statement of Torah. And Rabbo b'shem Rabachok, and the Shalmi explains, why does he say that? Because Kosvechareme v'kol chafeitzim lo yishva bo. In Mishlei there are two psukim. One pasuk is v'kol chafeitzim lo yishva bo. Every desire will not equal Torah. And another statement states kol chafotzecho lo yishva bo. Every desire of yours does not equal Torah. Chafotzecho, your desires, Elo avonim tevus umargolias. That's precious stones and pearls. Chafetzim, desires, what states in Mishlei, but not your desires, kol chafetzim, that's divrei Torah, that's the mitzvahs. Shenema beile chafatzte. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not only is my Torah more precious than all of your desires, the entire physical world, but my Torah is even more precious than all of my mitzvahs. Why is that? So Maral explains, because the mitzvahs of the Torah, even though they're from the Torah itself, and how can the Torah be more precious than all of the mitzvahs? The mitzvahs that we have, the sources in the Torah, but they can be fulfilled only in the physical world. Every mitzvah is fulfilled either through a physical object or through physical man. So therefore, it identifies with the world and attaches itself to this world. It's an enormously high level. But the Torah itself is a higher level, because the source that the mitzvahs are coming from, that's totally above this world. That does not attach itself at all to this world. An example. Not only in the mitzvah of sukkah, you can only fulfill with the physical sukkah, but you can only fulfill it in the proper time. In other words, from the 15th of Tishrei for the 7 days. The study of the mitzvah of sukkah, Masechta sukkah, all of the Divrei Torah of sukkah, that you fulfill without any physical object whatsoever. That's filled through the mind of the person, through the soul of the person. And that you could study anytime. You could study that during Pesach, you could study that on Yom Kippur. Another example, the same thing with Pesach and Sukkot, another example. All of the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, you can only fulfill in Eretz Yisrael. Called mitzvahs atluis boretz. You can only fulfill it through the land of Eretz Yisrael. But if you want to learn Masechta Bikurim or Masechta Trumas or Maestros, you want to learn about all of these halachas, you learn about these halachas whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or outside of Eretz Yisrael. The learning is not attached to the land. Another example, all the mitzvahs of the Beis Hamikdash and the korbanos and the sacrifices, we don't have today, because they can only be fulfilled with the Beis Hamikdash, and only Mizman HaBayis during that time. But the study of Seder Kedoshim, of all of these halachos, that can be done any time and any place. So the fulfillment of the mitzvahs are possible only through the physical world, which is on an enormous level. But the Torah of the mitzvahs, that's beyond this world. That's detached. That's why it states, which we brought before, that ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Just like you have a source of light in the world, which comes from the sun, which basically is something to us is not physical, because it's just a light in the universe. If we want to capture it physically, we have to make a candle out of it. So we use a candle, we use a dish with oil with a physical wick, or we'll use a wax candle with a physical wick. So what have we done? We have captured this non-physical light into a physical light. So it states that ner mitzvah v'torah or. The mitzvah is like the ner. In other words, it captures the light of the Torah in a physical utensil. But the Torah is the non-physical light which feeds it. So this is why, or this is the level of a person who studies Torah Lishma. He is binding himself with that level, and through that, Ramea says, "Kol la'olam kula kedai hulay." It's as if the whole creation is worthy of him. Why? Because he is from this world, the Adam. And he brings himself to the level of the Torah Lishma, which is the highest possible level in creation. Through this, he is bringing up this world to meet the next world. And he's mechaber beis alamas yachad. And he brings the two worlds together. Now, it was for this purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the worlds. He didn't create a world that would be only a physical world. That he didn't want. And he didn't create a world that would be only a spiritual world. That he didn't want. But he wanted the two worlds to meet. When a person studies Torah Lishma, he's bringing himself up, where he's a physical earthly being, to that level. So he's joining the two worlds. That's why Ramea says, Kol eisik b'Torah Lishma, zeichel ledvorim harbe, v'le'od ele shekola elam kula kedai hu le. The entire world, creation, is worthy of him. Because this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We have another Mishnah, or Braiso, it's Braiso Gimel. Omer Bishua ben Levi, Bishua ben Levi said, B'chol yem v'yom, b'as kol yetzes mehar cheriv, every day, a voice comes down from Har Chorev, Har Sinai, u'machreses v'aymeres, and declares, Oy lahem labriyas, mi'albayin eshel Torah. How unfortunate, how tragic it is to the creations who shame the Torah. What does it mean, who shame the Torah? They do not put forth their labor and effort to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. She called me Shein Eisik B'Torah, whoever who does not devote his labors and efforts to Torah, Nikra Nozuf, he's called a Nozuf. Nozuf, the word Nozuf, Nezifa, that means someone who is rejected, pushed away. But the Chazal say that it's Nozuf has the letters Nun Zayin, Vav and Pei, which spell out, can spell out also, Nezim Zov Bi'af. Nezim Zov Bi'af means a golden ring in the nose of a chazir, of the pig. Now, voice comes down from Har Sinai every day. This is referring to people who have forsaken HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, the study of the Torah. They say, look, let the rabbi study Torah. Let the Rosh Hashivas will study Torah. We'll do other things. And even those who do mitzvahs, but they say it's not necessary for us to study Torah. To labor in Torah is too difficult. We're busy with other things. On that, the Basco says, Eilehem Labriya is how tragic it is. It comes from Har Sinai because that's where the Torah was given from. Where every day they are shaming the Torah which I've given to the world. Now, after everything we've said now about the great level and value, how precious the Torah is, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Yisrael. Now we can see what this meant. And the people turned their backs on it. So it says it's like someone who is totally shoved aside, rejected. It's like a Nezim Zov Be'af Chazir, a beautiful, a pig who has a golden ring in his nose. Now, what does that mean? It gives another example also. Ishi Yofi Vesoras Tam, that would be a most beautiful woman, but who doesn't have any manners or etiquette. She's wild. She's undisciplined. She doesn't know how to act. Now, what does that mean? So the Maharal says like this. The most precious metal for beauty is gold. This is why a king's crown was made out of gold. So you take a gold and you make a ring out of it. In other words, you want to show what is the most beautiful item of this world, gold, king's crown. You put it into the nose of a pig. What does the pig do? The pig is unique from all of the animals. How is he unique? Maharal says every animal, they all have some level of self-respect, some level of honor. They have a geus. The eagle is very proud that it flies so high. The lion is very proud that he is the king of the chayos. And the bull is very proud of his strength. The pig has no geus whatsoever. He's the exception. He has no self-respect whatsoever. All day he spends wallowing in the rubbish. He wallows in the rubbish all day. How does he wallow? With his nose. That's his neva ba'ashpa. He uses his nose to dig into the rubbish. Now you give him a golden ring and you put it in his nose. You gave him the most beautiful, the greatest beauty of this world, and he uses it to dig in the rubbish. Now you take a woman, you take beauty of a woman. This is an enormous spiritual brocha, perfection, a spiritual perfection of the physical world. But Soras Tam, she's a woman without manners, without conduct, and so forth and so on. So the beauty is ruined. But let's concentrate on this first example. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no one can understand my Torah. My Torah is far too. It was created before the entire world. It's a higher level. It's a higher level of the 6 days of Moloch on the seventh day of Shabbos. It's a different world. It's not the Chochmah Tachtein, it's the Chochmah Elyona. It's what I share with those who fear me. I don't give it away. I share it. I learned it together with them. So nobody really can understand my Torah, and that's why the nations of the world refuse to take it. But you, Yisrael, after what Avraham did, and after what Yitzchak did, and Yaakov, and the 12 Shvatim, you came to such a level where I gave you, you developed minds and souls of gold. Well, you are the nation that can come and understand my Torah. Like it states in Parshas Va'aschanan. See, is there a nation that is so wise that has these laws and these mitzvahs and understands Hashem's Torah? Now what do you do with this great mind that I gave you and this great wisdom? You take it, that's the golden ring, and you neva ba'ashpa, and you wallow in the rubbish. You use it, instead of using it to go up to my Torah, you use it for the chokhmah tachtona, to go into the physical world for short-lived gains from the physical world. What does the Jew do with his mind? What does Israel do with his mind? He becomes the best businessman, the best professionals. Whatever, he can outclass anyone. So Nezim Zohar B'Avchazir takes the golden ring and puts it in his nose to dig, to wallow in the rubbish. He takes this soul, he takes this mind, And what does he use it for? I gave it to him so he could come up to Torah. This is what he uses it for. That's why, Bechol Yom V'Yom, every day, it states, Baskol Yotzis Mahar Cheirif, a voice comes down from Hachorib, the Tzar Sinai, U'machrezes V'Aymeres, and declares, Ay Lehem Labrius, how tragic it is, Malbeinu Shel Torah, that you shame my Torah. Because you ain't a osik b'Torah, you do not use your golden abilities to come to the level of understanding the Das Hashem. This is why I gave you those abilities. Now, to go one step further, this is what it says in Sanhedrin, the Psarik Tesamad Beis. Kol Eisik B'Torah Lishma Meisim Sholom Bein Pamalya Shel Malo Pamalya Shel Mato. Whoever studies Torah Lishma, he will bring Sholom. In other words, he will bring peace. He will bring the Pamalya, that's like the court of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pamalya Shel Malo, Pamalya Shel Mato, between the two worlds. Rav Omar ki ilu bono paltrin shel malo, upaltrin shel mato. Rav says that whoever studies Torah Lishma for its own sake, to understand the Torah, this is his motivation, because it's the word of Hashem. It's as if he builds the palace of Hashem in the upper worlds, and the palace of Hashem in this world. Yechanan imar af megin hu al eilam. Yechanan says he protects the world. Reish Lakish imar af mekarves agula. And Reish Lakish says he even will bring the geula. He'll help to bring the redemption. Why will he help to bring the redemption? Because the tzoras that we have in this world comes from the Umas Ha'ilam, comes from the nations of the world that constantly stand up to give tzoras to Klal Yisrael. The nations of the world, they have a power only at the level of this world, not at a higher level. If a person studies Torah Lishma and he elevates this world, then no longer do they have any power over Yisrael. We have another Mishnah Masecht Ovis, which states, "Kol bekablin lov ol Torah, mavirin hemeno ol malchus." Whoever will accept upon himself the yoke of Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove from him the yoke of malchus, the yoke of the government on him. That means the yoke of malchus of the heavy yoke that the nations place upon us, because their power is only at the lower worlds. A person who accepts the load, the yoke of Torah, he lifts himself beyond the lower world up into the upper worlds. And then Rameyah says further, Nikra Reya Ohuv Ohives HaMokom and Ohives HaBrias. He's called a Reya and a Ohuv. That means a friend and a beloved. He loves Hashem and he loves the people. This follows the same vein, that when the person studies Torah Lishma, he's actually bringing this world up to the next world, and he's mechaberet, he joins it into one. This brings all of the people together, to him and to each other. In other words, he's bringing shalom to the world. And therefore he's called an ohuv, a reya, and an ohuv. Someone who is a friend, brotherhood, and the reya, excuse me, an ohuv, a beloved. And then finally it states, well, there's more, but at this point he says, Umesameach, Esamokam, He brings joy to Hashem, and he brings joy to the people. Now, why does he do that? The Peral explains as follows. Simcha comes when something is in its completion, its totality, it's not lacking. For example, it states in Tehillim Kuf Dalet, Yismach Hashem b'masov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoices b'masov through his works of the world. Since his works of the world were completed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoices. The hepech, the antithesis to this, is avelus. If someone loses something, someone heaven forbid, then there's avelus. So simcha comes when everything is full and complete. There's nothing lacking. When something is lacking, something is missing, that brings atzfus, that brings the opposite, that brings sadness. This person, by growing and reaching upward to the point where he can study Torah Lishma, and therefore he's bringing the world with him. So this person is bringing the worlds, both worlds, to their ultimate goals, where this world should rise to meet the upper world, and the upper world should come down to meet this world. And then you have a shlemus, you have a totality. If there's a totality, then there's simcha. So therefore, the Meir says, he's mesameach es hamokam, or mesameach es habriyos. He brings simcha to Hashem, and he brings simcha to the people. We have this, the shir that we gave for Shavuos, we brought a similar note on this, that there was the machlekes between the Reb Lezer and the Chachomim. And Reb Lezer tried to bring every rational proof to prove his case, and the Chachomim refuted every one. And when he saw he couldn't bring any more rational proofs, he tried to bring supernatural proofs to prove his case. And he said, let the kruv be echiach, the cherub tree, and let the amasamayim, the canal, and let the kosle beis hamedrash, the walls of the beis hamedrash. And supernatural things happened in favor of Reb Lezer, but the Chachomim won't accept it. Then finally he said, baskol yechiach, let the voice of heaven come down. And it did, and it said, malachai etzel Reb Lezer, sha'alocha kemeisi b'chol boken. What are you starting up with Reb Lezer for? The alochas like him. And still the Chachomim won't accept it. Now, they said, Torah is already given to us, and we have to go after the majority opinion. Now, the question was, but he's bringing proofs, supernatural proofs, a baskel, a voice of heaven, showing that's right. Why wasn't he accepting it? So he explained, this is the moral. Kodesh Baruch is not interested in answers. If he wanted answers, he'd give us all the answers. Then he won't tell us to study Torahs. All he got to do is give us the answers. He gives a machine, a computer, and any time you have a question, you push the button, and on the screen will show the answer. This is the baskel. You push the button, and a voice from heaven will come down and tell us what to do and what not to do, and which way to go and which way not to go. Why do we have so many dilemmas, and why do we have so many Sfakas, so many doubts, and why do we have so many problems that we have to solve? We have a prophet, a baskel, a voice of heaven will tell us the answers. The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in human endeavor. He gave Torah to men because he wanted human effort in the Torah to come to the highest levels of Torah possible. Not a robot or a machine that will just get the answers. He wanted us to come to decisions through human endeavor. And the Ma'al says, whether they're right or wrong, brought the case that if someone has a question, and he looks into a Shulchan Aruch, and he finds the answer, and it's the right answer, he gives over the answer, and another person goes through the entire sugya, goes through the Gemara, the Mishnah and the Gemara, and all the commentaries, and labors through it, until he comes to a final answer, and that answer is wrong. He says the second one is more dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the first one, because the second one was Torah, the first one's not. People have difficulty understanding this, but it's not difficult at all. I'll give you an example. Because it works in every world, not only in the spiritual worlds. I'll give you a simple example. What would happen if you have some children? You put 3-4 children, each one in a different room, and you present them with a difficult problem, a puzzle, some type of puzzle or something to put together. You tell each one you want each one to do their best and see how much they can score. After a while, you come into the first room, and this kid, they did a pretty good job. And he scored, let's say, 30%. So you say, very good, very good. Come into another one. This kid's a genius. Very, very brilliant. He scored 75%. Okay, good. Come into another room. This kid doesn't have much ability, but he worked very, very hard. And he gets, let's say, 35%. So you say, look, you consider that according to his ability, what he did was terrific. Now you come into a fourth room. And there, that one has put the thing together or taken it apart and put it together perfect. Perfect. She asked him, that's really good. How did you do it? He says, well, my mother showed me exactly what to do. No, you're happy with that. It's the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't put us in this world because he wanted to give us the answers, otherwise he would have given us all the answers. He put us in this world because he wants our toil. He wants our labor. Liyos amelim b'Torah. He wants la'asek b'Torah, the esek haTorah. In order that we can come to these heights through our own labor. Therefore, the Maral brings that is Torah. The other's not. So that's why the Gemara says there that they met Eliyahu. They asked Eliyahu, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? This was why this great machlekes between the Blaz and the Chachamim were taking place. And the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kochayach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is besimcha. He's besimcha. He's laughing. And he's saying, nitzchuni b'ni, my children are being victorious over me. Well, what is meant by that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Maral says, he's saying they don't want the Torah of the Kruv. They don't want the Torah of the cherub tree. They don't want the Torah of the canal. They don't want the Torah of the walls of the Beis HaMedrash. They don't want the Torah of the Baskol, of the voice of heaven. They want me. In other words, they want the Das Hashem. They want the knowledge of Hashem. They want my Das, which is higher. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech said. This is what we brought. Shlomo HaMelech brings in Mishle. Just looking for the exact posuk again. He brings im tevakshenu kakose v'chamatmonim tach besenu. If you will seek it like silver, and you will search for it like hidden treasures, oz tovin yiras Hashem, v'das Hashem timtzo. Then you will understand the fear of Hashem. Then you will find the Das Hashem. Why is it that it's necessary for us to seek it like silver? Why is it necessary for us to search for it? Kodesh Baruch Hu couldn't just give us all the answers. That's his Torah. That's the Baskol. That's the voice of heaven. That's a prophet. That's not Torah. Actually, the Gemara says, Chochem Odif Minovi. The Chochem the Torah is at a greater level than the prophet, because the prophet is someone who just gets the answers. But he's not searching for it. He's not toiling for it. He doesn't seek it like gold and silver. This is the Torah Hashem. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy, because when someone searches for Torah and Oz Tovin, and then he only then will he come to the Das Hashem, to the wisdom of Hashem, then through the earthliness of the person, through the human endeavor, he brings this world up to the next world. And this is the perfection of the worlds. It's Mesameach HaSamokim. And he brings joy. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so happy. It states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chadi B'Pilpul L'Raisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes joy out of the debate of Torah, if the debate is for the purpose of Rafcha D'Shmaitza, of gaining greater understanding and clarity in Torah. So this is, again, we said that we won't be able to go through this whole of Braisa, because Rameyah says many, many things. But this shows you the level and the greatness of Torah. And Torah at its greatest level, Kol Eisik B'Teid Lishma, where one studies Torah for its own sake. In other words, for the purpose of understanding, laboring to come to understand the Das, the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za, or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.